time for Moments of Melody. This is your invitation to be our guest for the next 5 minutes. Will J. Smith tells the following story. The Russian Tsar used to love to disguise himself and mingle with his subjects to hear what they would have to say. One night he visited the barracks and listened to the conversation of the soldiers. While passing a tent, he observed a young officer sitting at a table with his head on his arm, sound asleep. The Tsar tiptoed to the back of the chair and looked over his shoulder. There on the table before him, he saw, to his amazement, a loaded revolver. Beside the revolver was a sheet of paper, and on the paper, a long list of gambling debts. The Tsar noted the total and was about to turn away when suddenly he saw that there was something else written below the column of figures. Stepping closer, he read the words, "Who can pay so much?" Like a flash, he grasped the situation. The young officer had gambled everything he had. He was deeply in debt, and he had no way of meeting his obligations. Hence his decision to blow his brains out and end it all. But after the words, "Who can pay so much?" he had fallen asleep. Soon he would awaken, and then... The Tsar at first decided to report him. And then, remembering that he was a friend of the young man's father, he changed his decision. Taking up the pen that had fallen from the hand of the young man and dipping it in the ink, he looked for a moment again at the question before him, "Who can pay so much?" Then, stooping over, he wrote one word underneath, "Alexander." Quietly he turned away. Presently the young officer opened his eyes, picked up the revolver, and slowly raised it to his brow. But just before pulling the trigger, he glanced a last time at the list of debts. Then he read once again what he had written, "Who can pay so much?" Suddenly he bent nearer. There was another word on the paper. He read it, "Alexander." In amazement, he dropped the revolver from his hand. He had recognized the handwriting. The Tsar had been there. With great joy, he read again the writing, "Who can pay so much? Alexander." The next morning, sure enough, a messenger came with a bag of money from the Tsar. His debts were paid, and his life was saved. Friend, you too have accumulated a debt that you can never hope to pay, a debt of sin. And when you realize it, you too will cry, "Who can pay so much?" And then God will answer, "Jesus." Yes, Jesus settled the account. He became the payment for your debt of sin. And all you have to do now is receive the payment. Tell him that you're a sinner, and you want him to be your Savior. He's never turned anyone away. Sacred Scriptures now concerning the Lord Jesus and the Pharisees. The Pharisees, who were fond of riches, heard all of this and poured scorn on him. And the Lord Jesus said to them, "You are always courting the approval of men, but God sees your hearts. What is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in God's sight. The law and the prophets lasted until John's time. Since that time, it is the kingdom of heaven has its preachers, and all who will press their way into it. And yet it is easier for heaven and earth to disappear than for one flourish of the law to perish. Every man who puts away his wife and marries another is an adulterer. He too is an adulterer that marries a woman that has been put away."